This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Leaders Credit Union, come be a part of the family. They're our wonderful studio sponsor here of the J&J Show, and they're wonderfully here to help you as well, 92.9 listeners. Listen up. Not-for-profit financial institution, if you didn't know about Leaders, means it's fully owned by members when it's credit union, and Leaders does it better than any credit union. Operates for your benefit, 70,000-plus members in West Tennessee, and I'm here to tell you, you need to be a part of the family. We've made little Chris, and as a result, our entire Smith family, a part of the Leaders family, got him a future Leaders savings account. That's fun because he's watching his money grow in his savings account. Good little way to teach the youngster. He's got a nice rate on it, and they've got great rates for you. That's the thing about Leaders Credit Union is the money they make goes back into you, the owner, the member. You get better rates on HELOCs, on mortgages, on car loans. Home equity line of credit, those HELOCs can really help in terms of that renovation you maybe always wanted to do with bathroom but haven't had the cash on hand to do. You can do it with that equity you built up. Just visit Leaders. Check out all they can do for you. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to see it all. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
Now we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You remember Tom Shad?
Very much so.
He covered Memphis football once upon a time, and he's been gone for a while.
Went to Gannett, all right, USA Today. Well, stayed with Gannett, USA Today, national.
He just Green Bay or Wisconsin, right?
Is that where he is now?
Is that where he was?
I don't know. He was up north
someplace when he left here, I think.
I think you're thinking about Michael Cohen.
Yeah, I got the wrong guy.
You got the wrong white.
Wrong cat.
But he just announced that he is going to be covering the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post.
Good for him. That's excellent.
Fantastic.
Chad always did great work.
Yeah, man. How about that? Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, man, in order, no doubt about that, to Tom Shad. So,
excellent news.
I just saw that come across.
Yeah, he's a good dude, too.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? Memphis football, Washington Commanders. Both, you know, on the uptick, you know. One of them in the NFC Championship game. Other trying to get to the AAC Championship game. Breakthrough for the first time since 2020. Can it happen?
Yeah. I don't know if there's much of a parallel there.
Jaden Daniels.
Come on, bro.
Brendan Lewis.
Come on. That's
mobile.
Now stop it. Stop.
Mobile. Dan Quinn, Ryan Silverfield. I think the parallels are outrageous.
Cramsey and Kingsbury.
Yeah.
About all I'll give you.
Yeah. Is he?
Kingsbury just had a good plan for Jaden.
Yeah.
He's a great OC. We don't know. Head coach, different story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anyway, I just wanted to pass it
along. Thank you. It's great news.
You know,
or anybody that's continued to follow Tom Shad.
If anybody wants to send their job news to me, I will read it on the air as well.
Clearly,
but I mean, no, Tom Shad. He worked here,
right?
You know, so I felt like that was.
I don't remember the Evan Barnes break in when he got Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Steven Johnson. Well, I guess that's TCU, but he did. I mean, he went from Tigers to covering.
Evan Barnes covering up there, man.
I think he's covering still like the Giants or something now.
He is.
Your boy Wilkin got a job quickly.
Let's talk about that. Are we going to put any of this in the rundown, or are we just rolling?
Well, I mean, I think now
this is our media announcement.
I don't know if this is.
Okay, because I didn't heard the Wilkin news, so you can lay it on me.
Well, that was done when he.
I know it was.
I didn't know.
But it wasn't announced. He took a step for you.
See, you guys have the relationship. I didn't have a relationship with him. So when Brad and I discussed it, I didn't know what was happening. So you can clue us in.
Well, you want to do that in the run? I mean, is it really a rundown item?
Dan Wilkin. News on John's man walking. I just really wanted to start the rundown, man.
Thanks to Stuart Plumbing for sponsoring it, too. That's great.
Wilkin got the job at he's basically replacing Wetzel.
Oh.
Because Wetzel went to ESPN.
Ah. Hey. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I don't really.
You spent more time on Tom Shad, who didn't spend as much time with you, on working with you, your career, everything. One of the guys that you talked about.
I think Dan is a great
He comes
great
on
writer.
Anytime that you have him on when I'm gone.
Well, he's just a
and
get,
so, yeah, you know,
he's just a gettable.
He's a great guy to have.
When
I'm not here.
I mean, I'd love to have him on when you're here.
I don't know what you guys' relationship is. There's no issue.
You replaced him.
There is no relationship.
You replaced him. I think there is a little bit
what
of
what was weird, he was still there as columnist, though.
So you guys worked alongside a little bit.
Before Rupert's thing.
Right, the Daily.
There you go.
We talked about that last time we had him on.
I missed it.
It's an iPad only thing.
You go right to it. Him and Mike Miller are some of your go-tos when I'm out of here.
You could do and worse.
Those are great ones.
You could do worse.
No, that's high-rated stuff.
Well, and I know if we're going to go there, I mean, I know that when I leave, it's prep hour.
You better believe TCA. Y'all still can't get
the
story.
No, that was good, though. That was good. That was actually very good.
No one can break the story.
And I still can't get it. So, I mean,
I know. There's only a couple people that can do
it. It's like the mafia.
Again, it doesn't. It takes prep's roots that you have dismissed for years.
That's right.
You had some, but you said, you know what? I'm a phoenix.
That's right.
I've risen above this.
That's right.
You did start in recruiting, though.
I did. It kind of preps.
Tell me, where was Courtney Cronin?
She was preps.
What's she doing now?
Bears.
The preps can get you there.
Yeah. She's doing Bears. So,
that and more for ESPN.
I do want her to know, though. I do want her to, that story will get written. The TCA story.
Oh, you're researching it for a Daily Memphian
I'm not really researching it. All I got to do is listen to Jason's podcast. I mean, you know, that he did with the people in there.
I think we could write it now, couldn't we?
I mean, it's literally public. It's literally public. I mean, so it's like, I'm just trying to, I've been, you know.
Nike?
You had your picks. You had your predictions for the season.
Yeah. But I mean, it's time to put the pedal to the metal here.
Probably is
on TCA,
especially as they get started. Yeah,
exactly. So I mean,
they got kids going up to Tennessee. It looked like yesterday.
On a visit, TCA does.
Yeah.
Who?
I think the Houston kid and maybe one of the other ones. Also up there, I think it looked like a group. But and these two are not associated at this moment with TCA. But Braylon, I think we're up there, and somewhere or DJ.
Yes.
He just got offered by Tennessee.
I think they got offers
yesterday. Yeah, DJ did, yeah.
Not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Tennessee had a bunch of dudes up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, looking forward to that conversation. You know, when and if it indeed does happen. But yeah, Wilkin, that's the news. Wilkin, I guess it was yesterday maybe. And it is interesting. Like, he gets a lot of flack from people about the COVID thing, which I might have at this point. I don't know. But he gets a lot of flack for, you know, being an advocate of canceling seasons. People don't forgive, you know, they just keep
I didn't know that was still on.
I mean, if you go look at like his announcement, you know, it's like just, and again, who cares? It's just the internet.
I guess when you're the national guy though, what comes back when you were that voice.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know, I'm focusing on, there's a lot of congrats. There's a lot of, but you know, people are just, people are quite rude, you know? Like there's it's just crazy. But anyway, yeah, Wilkin's there. Tom Shad's going to the Washington Post to cover the Commanders. The Cleveland Browns released Deontay Johnson. That's job news, right?
No, and not media job news. So we need a new one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, let's talk about the big one that happened yesterday. I mean, we got the McLaurin news in yesterday, but also Trey Hendrickson's deal is resolved. He's going to get a $14 million raise for this season. That's how they've taken care of the situation. Boosts his 2025 salary to $30 million, according to Adam Schefter. Revised deal also includes $1 million incentive that he collects if he plays 60% of the plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. Hendrickson's scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent after this season. We know the hesitance had been about the guaranteed money, and especially considering, you know, put that with the fact that he's over 30. Cincinnati, who had already paid Chase and T. Higgins on offense, got Burrow all locked up, you know, was hesitant about giving all that guaranteed money to Hendrickson, and that is where the two sides had been at an impasse previously. So you give him a raise that he gets right now, and, you know, frankly, it'll be interesting to see, because I think I saw from Schefter that he can still be tagged after this season. I'll be curious to see if they do that. It'll depend on his production this year. In terms of sacks, he's been the guy the last 2 years, and John's made the point, we've made the point, that if you don't have him on this Cincinnati defense, again, one of the sack leaders, not just over the last couple of years, but over the last four or five since he came over from the Saints, I think it was, for the Bengals. He's one of the best guys in the. And if you don't have him on the line, you got nothing with that defense. You're talking about maybe the worst defense in the league. You've got to get stops for Joe Burrow. That was the story of last season. We can talk about the Cincinnati slow starts, but again, I attribute that more to you're not stopping anyone either. Joe Burrow is going to be just fine with that offense. So this should help in terms of the right now, and you need it in that division with Baltimore clearly at the top and not looking like it's going to slow down anytime soon. We'll see on Pittsburgh. You know, they're sort of the mystery. We'll see what level of Aaron Rodgers that we get. But for Cincinnati, if you're going to be competitive just in the AFC North alone, you've got to have Hendrickson out there. They get it done for this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to kind of decide, do you want to be bad or do you want to be the most bad? And they decide they'll be bad. I mean, if you have a chance to get off the field, you should probably pay the guy. Because, I mean, based on what I saw in the preseason, they did not have a chance without him.
17 and a half sacks each of the last two seasons. 30 years old.
I mean, yeah. You know, he's still in his prime. Like, it's not like he's 36, man. Like Von Miller. That's not what we're dealing with here. But yeah, that's a brand new deal. He gets his contract, and we have some pretty big news in pop culture, if you don't mind. Can you hear the wedding bells? Do you hear them?
There's a lot of celebrity couples right now, so this could apply to anyone.
But who's the one, man? Who's the one?
The one you care about the most.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married. Announced on Instagram just moments ago in what is likely to become the most liked post on Instagram ever. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Only 13 minutes ago, already 1.4 million likes on Instagram. The ring is pretty big. I don't know if you want to see.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Take a look, man. Look at that rock. I mean, that's like I think he like mined that himself.
Well, it was gonna have to be.
Right.
Biggest rock in Missouri.
You know, I remember people thought this was a publicity stunt. They thought, oh, you know,
and I
maybe
was one of them.
And maybe at the beginning it was that. Maybe at the beginning that was really not. I don't know if it was like just that, but like it was good for Taylor. It was good for Travis. It was good for everybody. It was good for business.
That's what we said.
And obviously, it's turned into something much bigger than that.
So much chemistry between these two.
And, you know, a lot of people had Travis Kelce. You know, I don't know if they had him marrying Taylor Swift. But here we go. It's happening.
She's changed him, too. His whole appearance has changed. And let's be real.
That's right. That's right.
She got him to tap back in, didn't she?
She did. I mean, it's the conversation nobody wants to have. But, you know, he definitely, it's less about, you know, the stanky leg now, isn't it? It's more about the, you know, cha-cha slide or the electric slide, you know, or whatever the kids are doing these days in suburbs.
I see you. Sound a little bit more like his brother again.
That's right. He was dating, you know, he mostly dated sisters, right? And then he
changed his dialect back.
I thought this. I really thought you would be a little bit more inspired
by
this.
I'm happy for them.
I mean, this is a love story.
My role here is not to say
Say,
you know,
say
this
how
is the greatest thing on earth. That's your role to
will
say.
Will you like the
how
picture on Instagram?
Will, no.
You will not like
no,
it?
No, this doesn't. I'm more curious about Tatum. And the,
Tatum?
Yeah, hadn't he found a new
thing? Oh, Channing Tatum?
No, Jason. Oh. If he's found his new celebrity love, isn't he with the singer? You got him?
Kalani? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's Kalani. No. I think it's the one from England or whatever. Can't think of her name.
Jason Tatum is what you're bringing to the table right now on the day of the engagement
just
of Travis,
the,
Kelce, and Taylor
the
Swift.
The celebrity pairings that mean more to me, that's going to be up there above this one.
Jason Tatum and a singer to be named later, bro.
Said he didn't even mean to fall in love with her.
Travis?
Maybe it was fake AI that I saw, a fake relationship.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there, man. LMA. Oh, LMA guy. Yeah,
now,
is
it a rumor?
C-list.
Is it real? Is it old?
Confirmed by Schefter.
Not the Jason Tatum. He's talking about Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Let me get off the minor news of Tatum.
Right.
Again, it may be old.
Because, look, you see where... You
I'm know. Seeing this LMA stuff, though. I'm not lying about him, maybe.
No, I know, but
one
that's
time
a, but, I mean, you
those
can't,
are relationships
LMA
I
and Taylor Swift, I mean, that's not even the same galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like... LMA is like at Minglewood.
Oh, we're seeing more of these, I think. More pairings with athletes and...
Yeah.
In this case, because we saw Stephon Diggs with Cardi B for a while.
Didn't really work out, though.
Well, he was on that pink.
Yeah, that Tusi. I mean, that was all about fun. You could tell.
They were trying to make headlines.
Yeah, and they did. And he still hasn't practiced.
There's more, yeah.
No, I think
some of these celebrity couples.
Now the speculation is, will she perform at the halftime show? You know, she's engaged. She's on top of the NFL world now. Will she perform in San Fran at the halftime show?
You know what was ridiculous? We were playing in KC this weekend. They have a doppelganger. They have a Taylor Swift lookalike up there. Go look. That's how weird this has become. And she was sitting up high. Folks, some of the analysts in the broadcast were thinking it was Taylor Swift. That's how crazy this thing's become. Right there in KC. Mm-hmm. Somebody looks just like her. Like her doppelganger. Again, a side note to a story I care less about than the world does.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to bring to the table on this.
Well, you know, obviously you did not.
Holy matrimony.
I mean, you know, Jeff.
Congrats.
Jeff brought on Lexi, who is a Swiftie, to break down the New Heights episode. Do I need to tell the Swifties that we're not doing the interview here on the show to break this all down?
Again, we discussed because I didn't realize how big a news. I'm not dismissive of this. We discussed when she dropped the album on the thing, you know, the 12 or whatever it
is. Yeah. She did did you watch that New Heights show? You didn't watch it with her you didn't watch it, man. 20 million people watched it.
You don't know me as well as I thought.
I thought you might have like tuned in for a little bit. I tuned in for a little bit. Yeah. I got the gist. It was very sweet, I thought, you know.
Bro, I like his brother better.
Well, his brother's on it. His brother.
And he's exploding. And they said he's the talented one.
Yeah.
In terms of out of football.
Right.
There's real talent. There's movies, everything. He's got a chance. They're putting Kelce in it because of the Swift pop and everything else, and people love the isn't he in the new what's the new Adam Sandler they put? But it's his brother Jason, who for a long time has gotten less of the shine, that is the more talented of the two.
Right.
Like it's questionable whether it's being funny. We had that one overreaction to a kid where was he, college? It was at a college game last year where he had that one bad run-in with the kid. Man, other than that, he's been fantastic post-football career. Like, the sky's the limit for that dude.
Absolutely.
Real
right.
Talk.
Yeah.
I'm a Jason Kelce fan.
Well, on that show, you know, Jason Kelce and Taylor Swift are talking about Travis. And, you know, I don't remember exactly how she put it, but she put it in such a way that, like, you know, it was very – you could just tell that Jason was very happy that someone had finally seen his brother for who he was, and recognize that, like, hey, this is what he brings. You know, he's not just a football player. He's
I bring more to the table than in just his celebrity status. Basically, just saying that the other women were using him.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Taylor doesn't need to.
Oh, she called him an exclamation point. That's what she called him. She said he's an exclamation point. Every room he walks into, he's an exclamation point. It was actually a very sweet way to hear somebody be described. You know, I hope that. You know, if me and my wife ever did a podcast, I hope she would describe me in some way like that. But I don't think she would. I think she would describe me as a question mark, most likely. How would your wife describe you on a podcast?
You know, it's hard to say. Day to day, basically. sometimes a fusser, sometimes, you know, a quiet and humble leader of household.
A humble leader of household. Mm-hmm. That's quite the. That
depends on sort of what kind of mood, but yeah, it's day.
But it could be fusser though.
Yeah. Which sometimes I'm doing a lot of fussing.
I think that'd be bad for your brand if that's the day you catch her on. You want to be the humble leader of household
right,
day.
Because if you've been fussing, everybody's going to hear about it.
So is this going to be like a Netflix documentary, you think? Like, is it going to be like a whole...
This will be bigger. I remember there was a televised Kim Kardashian wedding. I can't remember if it was the basketball player or I don't think it was the Kanye wedding before that. That there were numbered. Folks watched.
Right.
This will exponentially dwarf any that and anything we've seen before.
Right.
They will have to stream it live because the world will, not just America, the world will want to see it. Nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah, no.
Is that suitable enough? Do you think I hit it?
I think you hit it.
Have the pulse, I don't care
look, this is gonna
necessarily
be, this
as much
is,
as you do about this.
I mean, I just...
It, when I say you, I'm saying the world
right,
about
right,
this
right.
story.
No,
I understand it's...
Well, first of all,
like, it's
respectfully,
power.
I mean, you're a late 40s, you know, man. Like, I mean... You know,
late 40s man, I'm sure there's plenty of them that are interested in this.
I don't
there's
know.
Other,
That's not the
other
demographics.
Things.
Yeah. The demo is more like, you know, the early to mid-30s woman.
Okay.
You know, I'm only bringing it up because my house is a Taylor Swift household, right? Like, my Sam, Riley, like, that's all we do, right? It's Taylor Swift.
Would them eclipsing Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Mm-hmm. It's already happened. Because Jay-Z ain't holding up his end of the bargain, bro.
Damn it.
Her
by herself. Because
Travis
is not holding a candle to Jay-Z. You understand? All of that is just the power of Taylor. I'm willing to accept it, but only if you accept it on that those are factual terms. That's all. Because Travis don't hold a candle to what Jay-Z's built.
Well, people don't like
Come
Jay-Z,
on,
though.
Man.
People don't like him. People think he's like a shyster, you know?
Well, he sold out. We said that when it happened with the NFL.
Yeah.
Sold out cap.
Well, I mean, listen.
But we're past that now. Look at the shows he's given us. I mean, look at the Kendrick. We've moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, we've moved on.
It was
if
one
that's
the,
what you're talking about, they've held against him back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Kendrick show. I don't know how popular it was with...
He's had tons. What are you talking about, dude? Things up for, like, awards.
Kendrick's?
Yeah, and look,
it was
you,
a great show.
You came in here the next day talking about it and not even the game. Just the power
well, the
of that alone.
Like, yeah.
The power of that alone. Jason, what do you think about the halftime show? It's the first thing you said.
That's what I was interested in. You know, I'm, but
with
I,
a job
I
done
think on
then.
A different plane.
They created
know?
Headlines.
So, okay.
We're not looking for acceptance. You were looking to be talked about, and
that's
what
right.
they were.
Well, that's true. I mean, as opposed to the, what were we getting? Jimmy Jameson, rest in peace, man, before that. What were we get? Coldplay? Yikes. That was pretty brutal. We had a bad run there for a minute.
Yeah, we've had a couple of good ones here.
Katy Perry.
I don't think it's a couple, because wasn't Rihanna good?
I don't really remember.
Was that was she part of him? I think she might have. And then there was one before. I think Dre and them were before that. Or
yeah,
maybe,
Dre, Eminem.
It runs set. Together for me, but I know it's in there.
LA.
That one we liked. Yep.
Yeah, remember the
so
Katy
it's been
Perry
better one? Since Jay-Z took it over.
With the
he
Sharks.
Just sold out.
I think that was the last one. We're like, all right, we're not doing the Sharks anymore. But I think, I don't know, now the speculation is going to be, is Taylor Swift going to be the halftime performer? Does this add to it?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't get this done, you're not capitalizing if you're the NFL on this.
Mm.
I mean, this is that's the thing, and she's been sort of acquiescing to this merger of the two. She's
she's doing media now with Travis, so that's more than she's ever done.
And so the NFL is going to want a chance to capitalize on this in its way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If you want to listen to their love song on the way out of here.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Well, just celebrate the occasion. So High School is the one that's dedicated to Travis Kelce. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. It's just kind of that's the dichotomy of the relationship. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. It's actually a great song.
Why don't you tell us if this one's going to last forever?
I mean, look, Randolph Childress didn't think they would ever get married. You weren't alone. All right. I remember there's a clip of Randolph Childress out there. Who said that, hell no. I asked him on After Dark. I said, Randolph, are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift going to get married? He said, hell no. He was wrong.
Good for love. Love wins.
Love wins. It typically does. And it seems real. It seems real. So Travis is the big winner, right? Are they going to sign a prenup?
Yes.
All right.
She ain't letting him get close to that, the core money.
No, she's blinded. She's blinded.
Now that she has all of her music and everything else, this woman's on a whole nother level of wealth.
So a prenup is basically anything that I got before you is mine.
There'll be terms, yeah, and I'm sure that's gotcha. That will gotcha. It's going to start right there.
Whereas if you don't sign the prenup, I would then become entitled to anything and everything that you've ever had, 50% of it.
Well, I think it's what you all have earned together since the right starting at the
got you. But most people, most average people, when they get married, they amass those things together, right? They don't mm-hmm. typically come into it with a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But a prenup would basically.
So you have these two established celebrities.
Right.
This is different.
A prenup would basically. Like
She'd be foolish.
You'd go through and say, hey, you don't get this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, yeah. Yeah, I've never been able to look seriously at one.
Have you thought about it?
Thought about it.
What you trying to hide, man?
Bro, come on.
What you trying to protect?
A preps writer thinking about a damn prenup.
That polo jacket.
What the hell that going to get you?
That polo jacket.
Nowhere, just a crazy look. That's all. It don't get you. But if you are Taylor Swift here,
yeah.
You cannot let the Kelseys touch the core money.
If you're Tatum, you can't let the great Ella May touch it.
Well, again, if there's a baby involved, there's going to be some money.
That's true.
It's wild. Lifetime. Some of these prenups are crazy. Like, was it the Tyreek Hill one was the one that's emerged recently?
Did they have a prenup?
I don't remember.
I saw that today.
No, they're in litigation. So in the middle of litigation, the attorneys were fighting about this. The judge has ruled that even in the midst of this, there's like $500,000 up front,
yep.
monthly support, covering legal fees, and keeping up your standard of life.
Yep.
For Keita Vaccaro,
yeah.
Who is with Tyreek Hill.
So I don't know that they had a prenup, right? And I think that's why they're...
Oh, yeah, they didn't have one,
right.
Which led to the couple's marriage right. collapsing.
Right.
A postnuptial agreement was discussed but never finalized, leaving an income or assets earned during the marriage under Florida law. She can get into that.
Ooh.
I think that I'm reading it. Michael Strahan once, back in 14, he and Nicole Murphy, former wife of Eddie Murphy, they called off after like dating for years.
They couldn't make it happen.
Because of the negotiations over the prenup. They could not get it done,
damn.
And they decided to break it off.
Yeah, I think you have to have one so when you got that kind of wealth.
When you got that kind of dough you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of dough, but if you're these dudes, you do.
And then it just continues to baffle me the way Eddie lives. But that's a whole nother.
Eddie Murphy?
A whole nother day.
Is that right? He getting after it?
I'm just saying, no. The kids and the number of, you know, the moms and this, you know, the.
Oh, yeah.
And how they're all kind of one big family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, he's still, so they get money. It's wild. He's supporting them all, it seems. But he is the king. He's able to
right,
do that.
Right, right.
But it's how they all get along is what's, or at least seemingly, is what's amazing to me.
Right.
Money helps, probably. I know people say that it doesn't help. It does.
Oh, look, here's the good news. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift can keep their finances separate.
They're going to be all right.
All right. I mean, that's just the key. To me, that's the key. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with that.
But, I mean, if he's going to the bank account and he sees his 30,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, he's not on the joint account.
Right.
In her bank account,
yeah,
it's billions.
Billions.
So you're always going to come up. I'm just saying, you're going to try to call the shots in the home.
I don't think he gets.
You're going to try to lead household, be head of household.
I don't think he gets to be the humble leader of the household.
When she's got that much in the bank, yeah. There's going to be
she
some
wears
budding,
the pants.
There's going to be some. I mean, heads.
We saw this with Giannotto.
That's what I'm saying. This is a challenge.
That's right.
Can be a challenge for a man. You know, yeah. Especially, and more power to the woman. And this is happening more and more in America. Would probably doesn't happen enough.
Right.
But how can he take it? See what I'm getting? Can he take the heat? Because the final call, let me tell you that, before she heads off to Brazil,
yeah.
It's going to be made by Taylor.
Yeah, I will say, though.
She's slamming the door.
You don't even understand how much I would love it if my wife.
You just
tomorrow,
be the house husband and do what she says. And
if my wife came to me tomorrow, said, I make more than you. Oh, this is amazing. This is the best day of my life.
I'd love Taylor's money. I would hate being married to her. She seems annoying as hell.
I disagree. I think we just tapped in with Brad.
I just tapped into something.
And she can run over him like she's run over John Mayer and all these cats.
I
promise. Mark my words, folks. It won't last.
I don't know. It's lasted much
longer.
Sounds
like me.
Yeah, I mean,
when this started,
you guys just keep doubting. I've
seen the movie, bro.
Learn from my mistake,
Taylor Swift. Well, I will say, I mean, 50% of marriages do end in divorce. So it's
a likelihood here.
It's not a likelihood, but it is a coin.
It might be 51 nowadays.
I think we might have gone over 50.
I think we eclipsed.
But I have nothing but good thoughts about Taylor Swift. I think she's an amazing woman. She's generous. She's
make it clear
charitable.
Every time you talk about her.
Oh, she's a fantastic person. It would be for me.
And that's your that's your prerogative, right? And you're a married man. You need to stop thinking like that.
No,
you don't hear me and Jason over here talking about. I may have to have a moment.
Come on, bro.
You've been fantasizing about LMA for the last 30 minutes.
I just want Jay to find love. That's all.
I mean,
former war eagle finally find love. He wasn't expecting it to hit him over the head.
War eagle.
Ella was just she was just me and Ella.
Yeah.
I think I've fallen in love with the story.
What about Iman Shumpert? You want him to find love?
I don't think. Yeah. Well, he lost it.
He lost.
He had his chance exactly, and she is. You know, her career is just taken off.
Yeah, it has. It has.
She's Tiana,
like actress, singer. You know,
model
for sure. But again, to be clear, on this side of the table,
they are way down though. They even where they were, and
they might as
again
well be the damn. When,
with his career pretty much done, she didn't need him anymore. To be honest with you, she was calling the shots.
That's right. Which again,
Tiana Taylor for those.
Names. I have no problem with that. You know, you're not bringing as much to the table as me, you know, you're not going to call the shots. But
no, I'm not saying I got a problem.
I'll give you some input.
It's a dynamic to the relationship that some.
No, I mean, I you know, again,
it's
for gonna us,
be a challenge.
What works for us? Separate accounts, separate finances. You know, I mean, it's just like you know, and I think for Travis, like if they need some work done around the house, she probably will not have to take out a HELOC. You know what I'm saying? She'll probably be able to pay cash for that thing, whatever it is. You know, I'm taking out a HELOC. I'm gonna use that 5.99% promo interest rate from Leaders Credit Union.
Get with Leaders.
I'm gonna take advantage of it. But you think Taylor Swift's got to do that? Nah, man, she ain't got to do it. She'll just pay cash, crypto, however the big wigs are doing it.
Good luck keeping her happy, Travis.
You gonna listen to that song?
Heard that.
Look, she has all the money in the world. She's already happy, man. How can you be any happier than you are?
Yeah, sure. We don't see the full movie, bro.
She was doting. And we don't. But she was doting on that episode of you know, more so than I would have been. Because they've been together for, like, what, 2 years now?
Feels that long.
Yeah.
This is going to be one where she's going to want to know where he is at all times as well.
Bro.
Facts.
I'm just talking about some of the challenges here.
He's going home.
After they jump the broom.
Yeah. If you blow it with Taylor Swift, you are an idiot.
You ready to check in?
I'm checking
six
in.
Times a day.
I'm turning on my low. You can know exactly where I'm at all times.
But in this case, you are coming from a John Martin background. Travis has his millions.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have to totally
have
give
millions,
up. His, he
doesn't
have to totally give up his identity to make this happen.
Travis,
and there's a chance.
Travis and me are more similar than Travis and Taylor.
Just saying.
I mean, in terms of money.
Is it fact or not that things change once you say I do in terms of what one is willing to do for the other one and everything else? Yes, it does.
You know, it could work because he's pretty annoying too, so maybe it'll work out. I didn't think about his side of it. He's kind of geeky. He's kind of cool geeky.
Here's the issue. His football career is almost over, so he's going to be home.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens then? He
gets
bored.
Annoyed. Yeah.
At first, he's going to go with her all over the world.
Of course.
That'll
piss out.
She ain't going to like that after a while.
No.
Because he's always constantly haggling her. She used to have that freedom.
Facts.
So then he's going to go back home.
Yeah.
Then they're going to say the time apart isn't working.
Right.
Who knows then what temptation set in when you're apart?
Yep.
Heard that.
All I'm saying, I'm not wishing ill on this.
No,
I'm
same.
Saying super challenging here to keep this thing together, and especially with the dynamic. Who she is, she's the world's biggest star, dude. Yep. Just being married to the world's biggest star would be a challenge in itself.
Yeah, but like, look,
she's wielding all the power.
And he'll be a has-been tight end.
Oh, he already is that.
Done.
He already is.
He's still on a
contending
Super Bowl.
Still looking at him.
I mean, just in the Super Bowl last year, John. He was just going for a three-peat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right about where he is individually.
So again,
still long
just
for the ride.
Just to reiterate, yes, Travis Kelce, millionaire, tens of millions of dollars. He's
has his own.
He's closer to me than he is to Taylor Swift. So we're coming from very similar backgrounds.
But again,
here.
Telling him to check in six times a day is different than telling the average man to do it.
You know Taylor
Swift. I get
what
you're saying.
You know her net worth is by chance off the top of your head.
Is it a bill?
I'm going Bill.
Bilzo.
It's 1.6 billion.
Yeah, okay. It's Bilzos.
It's almost $2 billion.
Almost two Bilzos.
That's in her account?
It's ridiculous.
Billion. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, she has a billion, and then she has 600 million.
It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a little piddly 60 million.
What's Rihanna?
Mate, look, let's
look it up.
This man.
What's Mary Poppins?
What's Rihanna? No, she got more than Travis Kelce, I guarantee you that.
She's 1 billion.
I told you.
What?
Jay-Z said he made her a billionaire.
She, it must be like.
See, that impressed you. It's the makeup line. Y'all don't, let me
forgot
educate
about the side
you a little
piece
bit
stuff.
On Rihanna. Thank,
please do.
Billionaire.
You're right.
And it's the makeup line.
I need to.
Yeah,
I'm not thinking like a Kardashian.
None of that is happening unless Jay-Z put her. And Jay-Z talks about the billionaires he's created. I think he's got Kanye on there as well.
Yeah.
And I think he puts his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did she already have her own?
Who?
Is Beyonce a billionaire?
She oh, has to be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his list. Like, he put that's in his lyrics.
Yeah.
And he had Rihanna in there, billionaire.
Man.
Let's see. It doesn't.
But I don't know if Beyonce is with their joint. I don't know. I really
I bet
don't.
She is.
I think. I wonder if she's hundreds of millions.
780 million.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very close.
She's got a new album coming out in 26. So
it's crazy that Rihanna's makeup line has done what it has, but it's the same thing with the Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jenner family, yeah.
The Jenner daughter has a huge billion-dollar looker. I think it's the younger one, whichever one that is. Her fortune now is the makeup line.
Yeah.
And it did monster numbers. Didn't she sell it?
Kylie.
It's Kylie.
Kylie Skin Official.
Yeah, they there are accusations of submitting altered documents to inflate her wealth.
Okay. But where do they have it?
A 1 billion.
Okay, see.
There
but,
you go.
But again,
is this makeup line stuff, man? Yeah.
Halsey got a makeup line. She ain't no billionaire.
Because she's dried up.
Damn, bro.
Well, just her career, obviously.
She's touring, bro. She just got off a tour.
Again, she can do the oldies for the rest of her life.
See, this is a problem, right?
Because you'll go pay to see her.
Comparison it really is the thief of joy because Halsey's not a billionaire.
She's close to you.
Close. Her net worth is $25 million.
Now, you kid, and you sat up here and wouldn't even look up Rihanna at first. Y'all both spit.
You educated me.
But you sitting up here bringing Halsey to the table. We had a discussion about women billionaires.
She has a makeup line, dude. That's why I brought her up, man. I obviously it's not going in. It's not going as well as Fenty. It's we're but there's nothing wrong. Dude.
Halsey has a makeup. Who knew?
$25 million net worth. I mean, that's insane. But that's the problem. It's like when you put it up to 1 billion, it feels like it might as well be 25K. Might as well be nothing.
Yeah, like Kelce to Swifty.
See, this one made a billion right here. Come on, sing it if you know the
this
words.
This is all the 25 she made, bro. This is it.
Stop. She's got the makeup line.
It.
25 off this?
She talks funny, too.
When my heart
auto-tune.
In overflow.
That's kind of a banger, though.
It's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
I can't get Jason to listen to
nothing. You guys embarrass me when you do this. I'm going to be honest with you.
I said, I catch you if I fall.
All right.
And if they laughed, come on.
Edited version.
You can't get down with this, man.
No, I don't think
she's
it's very
biracial.
Cool at all. Don't know. So?
I'm trying to relate.
Mm-hmm. I'll give Jason some here. I'm going to feed him a little bit with this.
Just get him some LMA and Rihanna, and he'll just call it a day.
Yeah. I love.
There you go.
Mm.
I think that we use that as a return for quite a while.
No. You said that's Riri.
It's Riri.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, y'all said LMA.
Nerd.
This was a hit, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was a banger.
I forgot about this one.
Anyway, some of us happy for the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift engagement.
Oh, we're happy for both of us, all of us.
I do appreciate, though, the news cycle does not last long with you. You are on to the next. You're ready for the next engagement, you know?
Oh, no, I give them a ton of credit because, again, much of the world said it would never last.
That's
and
right.
Here they are. So I know that today is a huge day just for those two
right.
In terms of two of those folks.
Yeah.
You know, to the world, love wins.
And you know, we're gonna
that's
get
the story.
We're gonna get
here.
An album. We're gonna get a Taylor Swift marriage album.
13.
She's got it done.
I thought she like does better writing about breakups.
She has never been married, so we don't know. But
I thought relationship
that
and
Halsey
breakups
song that we just played was a breakup song.
I thought relationships and breakups are a big part of her writing.
So the
though,
showgirl no? is getting married.
Oh, is that her new album?
Life yes. of a Showgirl comes out in October.
Her 12th album.
What about Life of a Person Who's Getting Married? That
it's already
sexy.
Done? Is it already written?
Is she fitting to put it out?
Okay, well, I would like to know if it's already, you know.
Are I we think gonna... it's in the can, bro. It's just, you know, they got to do the, she got to string it along and put the Easter rabbits out there, or the right, Easter,
so,
whatever.
Yeah, October 3rd, 2025. So the last one was Tortured Poets Society. That's yep. the last one. Mm-hmm. So we have to wait for the Marriage album in 2 years.
Oh, bro.
That's how she gets you, man.
She's a pro.
She ain't in no hurry, dog.
This is all lined up.
She didn't have Travis rapping on it.
Oh, no.
He'll hey, need to that'd be nice.
That he
no,
could do
it
that.
Won't be nice.
Hey, real talk. Do you think this means for the Chiefs that they're about to fall off, or that he's about to fall off? Like, he's done.
Well, I mean, we've already seen
his decline.
He only wakes up in the playoffs
That's right.
at this point. So as long as Patrick can carry him.
That's right. Maybe. Load management.
Yeah. But, no, I don't think this necessarily means – he won't play this season like the Madden jinx or something. No, that's not happening.
Exactly. All right, anyway, there you have it. Congrats to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and we'll be on the lookout for the next Power Cup. This is number one, though. I think Ed Fang would have them number one in the power rank in terms of couples.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Because Elon's not with anybody, and Bezos.
Elon's kind of with everybody.
Who's the woman that Bezos
like 12
married?
Kids.
She's not bringing
Sanchez.
She's the wife of, like, formerly of, weirdly, the tight end, Gonzalez. I
think. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah. I think so.
Really? Yep.
But, so Sanchez? What I'm saying is she's
Jeff
not.
Jeff Bezos' wife.
Right, we're not talking about somebody that's bringing hundreds of millions to the table.
Lauren Sanchez.
So she can't. That's not a power
not
couple. That's a power man.
She was married to Patrick Whitesell. I don't know who that is. But
And I thought, too.
I mean, Jay-Z and Tony Beyonce is a power couple for
No,
sure.
They're the only one I think that could come close.
But
Clearly
Rock and
doesn't.
Michelle, if they're still together, I don't know if they are.
Yeah. Yes, we're still together.
What about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Is that a power couple?
Oh, most definitely.
All right.
Again, we're working on Tatum and Ella May. I have to check her worth.
Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union is a power couple.
It's up there.
Yeah, that's good.
Although I don't think Gabrielle Union is not really relevant anymore. She doesn't really do anything other than just be Gabrielle Union, right?
It's tough.
The Beckhams?
Who's that?
David and Victoria Beckham.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Victoria don't do nothing either.
They're a power couple.
She was a Spice Girl, bro.
England, bro.
Oh, Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Yeah, well done.
Spider-Man.
Good. Very good.
That's Spider-Man. You can't get down. You don't do the super hero thing.
What about Bam and Asia?
That's a tall-ass couple.
This main laugh.
That's a, I mean, it is. A, it is.
A, bro, we got millions in the bank.
Asia about to leave after they have their dispute with the WNBA, the players' union.
I cannot believe y'all laughed.
Is a woke show. Paige Beckers and AZ Fudd. We should mention them. That is a power couple.
Thank you. I was thinking of it.
This is woke, dude. We're woke. We can't just mention heterosexual couples all the time. Thank it's 2025. Right. Paige and AZ Fudd is a power couple in the world of women's basketball. You bet your ass it is. Shout out to women's basketball. Shout out to the Aces, who won again last night, clinched a playoff berth over Angel Reese.
She's Asia's on fire.
Yep.
Asia Wilson is a real treat to watch. You watch her in all the stereotypes and tropes about women's basketball now, bro. She's out there dominating, hitting mid-range jumpers, got some footwork. She looks great. She had 18 last night, 18-9 and a 5-point win over the Chicago Sky.
Excellent.
I'm paying attention, man. I'm locked in.
I don't think Chicago's making its move. We beat the Liberty, but no. I don't think we're ready.
Yeah. Got more to do. More to do. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Frank Bonner going to join us at 125. Talk Memphis football with him. Stick around. Jason and John, Audio FM, ESPN. Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. And they understand that, and they're going to treat your things with care. They're also going to get the job done, right? I mean, that's the key. They're going to get the job done quickly, and they're not going to mess up your home, your walls, anything like that. You're going to get the red carpet treatment, the black tie treatment from the good folks at Black Tie. I mean, whether you're moving cross-town, cross-country, let the good folks at Black Tie handle that for you. Call them. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the number. Black Tie Moving. Change the mood in the city of Memphis.
Hey, news. Just got word. The new Memphis Sports Hall of Fame class, the 2025 class, has just been announced. How about that? Got the note right here. Here's the list, full of familiar names. Appreciate Brad sending it over. Tony Allen, former Grizzly. Tommy Buford. Matt Cain, the Major League Baseball pitcher. I had to get him. I think he's in the Giants. Might be in the Giants Ring of Fame. I know he won a couple of World Series out there. I think Fred Horton, the former BT Washington head coach, Joy Lee McNellis, the former Memphis women's basketball coach, Bubba Luckett, CBHS head coach, Curtis Person Sr., Lucy Wiener, Carrie Yerty, and Sputnik Monroe is getting the John Stamm J.J. Ganazzo Legacy Award winner, just to get all the names on the list off, and obviously we can go back through, but right there at the top, a man who just had his number, or at least his jersey, lifted to the rafters of FedEx Forum last year, Tony Allen. And that makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to think, who are there members of that core four already in there? I wanted to, maybe Zebo's already in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me. We've done a couple of these now for the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I got a chance to go last year, first time to the banquet.
Yeah, Zebo's in.
Yeah, Jarvis Greer was put in. I think I want to tell you Zebo went in last year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, and but my man Ken Bennett, the longtime chaplain of the University of Memphis Tiger basketball team, was inducted last year. I got a chance to go down there, and yeah, I remember Zebo having the speech.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, congrats to all the inductees. You know, another year of no Calkins, but maybe someday.
Calkins is actually, like, I think part of the committee,
right,
of picking these guys. I don't know that you can pick yourself.
Yeah, plus you
so
probably,
it's going to take you getting on the committee and then nominating him.
It's quite the undertaking, right? Because you always feel like you're leaving somebody off. Just one more time, can you read through for our audience?
Yes. Tony Allen, Tommy Buford, Matt Cain, Fred Horton, Joy Lee McNellis, Bubba Luckett, Sputnik Monroe, Curtis Person Sr., Lucy Wiener, and Carrie Yerty.
There you go. Anybody that like jumps out at like should have been on there that is not yet, I don't know. That's the hard part.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm looking at the list of prior inductees. You're going to have eventually all of the core four, right? Because
yep.
as you've said,
yep.
you got Zach Randolph's right here at the top of the list, but yep. Reggie White's in, Jarvis Greer, Hubie, Penny, Larry, Michael Heisley, Jerry the King Lawler, Tim McCarver,
yep.
Nikki McRae Pinson. I want to tell you that Penny, yeah, we mentioned Penny. Andre Turner, I think, went in last year as
okay.
well.
Yeah.
So there are more deserving, obviously, but you've got a nice start to the legacy of Memphis sports in terms of these names and what they bring to the table.
Will Cedric Coward be a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer?
It's a good question.
Y'all remember him? The Grizzlies draft pick who's a cross between Kobe, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, John Stockton, and Jason Tatum.
Going to be a lot to, he's got a lot to get done beforehand.
Got to play.
Ja Morant.
Ja is interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, like, is he on pace right now, would you say?
On pace, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, you got a lot of those guys that, you know, we talked about, you know, Andre Turner, Bingo Smith, Zebo, Reggie White last year. They were 2024, so you know you got some time. You know, I don't think there's like a lot of egregious names that are out there off the top of my head.
What about Mike Miller?
I think he should be in the conversation for sure.
I figured for you that'd be a name that you're gonna.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, how many you know people have played here and coached here. You know, and helped land number one recruiting classes. And
there are still Grizzlies records he holds, right?
Yeah. I mean, and he's in
I figured you'd know them.
And he's, like, was it most points in a game, right? Or did Ja break? No, Ja broke that, finally. Mercifully. It got broken, like, 2 years ago. But I'm sure, like, three-pointers in a game he holds or whatever. But I don't know. You know, Mike Conley broke a lot of those, too. I mean, Mike broke those. I know Ja had the – didn't Ja have a 60-point game? Or something like that.
Well, I'm not sure.
I guess the Spurs, maybe.
That sounds reasonable.
Something like that. Yeah, he had 52. Was that more than Mike? What did Mike have? Like 48 or something? Yeah, I think that's about right. But I think that's the high right now. We do not have a 60-point game in the history of the Grizzlies franchise. Will Cedric Coward be the first to get it?
No.
Damn, bro. I mean, I'm not asking that much. I mean, y'all tell me he's this cross between the greatest players ever. We can't get a 60 ball out of him.
It's the history of the position. It's cursed.
Yeah, I thought we might get one out of Marshawn Brooks.
It is. It's a cursed position, no?
It is. Never been able to. I mean, we had Dylan Brooks for a minute, and you know, he had to get adjusted somewhere else.
That's right.
It feels very Josh Selby-ish, though.
What?
The coward pick?
No, not Josh
Selby. Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ, Brad.
Oh, good grief.
Josh Selby was a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.